The lift was empty when it arrived. Harry jumped in and pulled off the invisibility cloak as it started its descent. To his enormous relief, when it rattled to a halt at level 2, a soaking wet and wild-eyed Ron got in.
"Morning,"
he stammered to Harry as the lift set off again.
"Ron, it's me, Harry."
"Harry, blimey, I forgot what you looked like. Why isn't Hermione with you?"
"She had to go down to the courtrooms with Umbridge. She couldn't refuse, and..."
But before Harry could finish, the lift had stopped again. The doors opened, and Mr. Weasley walked inside, talking to an elderly witch whose blonde hair was teased so high it resembled an anthill.
"I quite understand what you're saying, Wakanda, but I'm afraid I cannot be party to..."
Mr. Weasley broke off. He had noticed Harry. It was very strange to have Mr. Weasley glare at him with that much dislike. The lift doors closed and the four of them trundled downward once more.
"Oh, hello, Reg,"
said Mr. Weasley, looking around at the sound of steady dripping from Ron's robes.
"Isn't your wife in for questioning today? What's happened to you? Why are you so wet?"
"Yexley's office is raining,"
said Ron. He addressed Mr. Weasley's shoulder, and Harry felt sure he was scared that his father might recognize him if they looked directly into each other's eyes.
"I couldn't stop it, so they've sent me to get Bernie. Pillsworth, I think they said."
"Yes, a lot of offices have been raining lately," said Mr. Weasley. "Did you try Meteola Jinx Recanto? It worked for Bletchley."
"Meteola Jinx Recanto?"
whispered Ron.
"No, I didn't. Thanks, thanks, Arthur."
The lift doors opened. The old witch with the anthill hair left, and Ron darted past her out of sight. Harry made to follow him, but found his path blocked as Percy Weasley strode into the lift, his nose buried in some papers he was reading. Not until the doors had clanged shut again did Percy realize he was in a lift with his father. He glanced up, saw Mr. Weasley, turned radish red, and left the lift the moment the doors opened again. For the second time, Harry tried to get out, but this time found his way blocked by Mr. Weasley's arm.
"One moment, Runcorn."
The lift doors closed, and as they clanked down another floor, Mr. Weasley said,
"I hear you laid information about Dirk Cresswell."
Harry had the impression that Mr. Weasley's anger was no less because of the brush with Percy. He decided his best chance was to act stupid.
"Sorry,"
he said.
"Don't pretend, Runcorn," said Mr. Weasley fiercely. "You tracked down the wizard who faked his family tree, didn't you?"
"I saw what if I did,"
said Harry.
"So Dirk Cresswell is 10 times the wizard you are,"
said Mr. Weasley quietly as the lift sank even lower.
"And if he survives Azkaban, you'll have to answer to him, not to mention his wife, his sons, and his friends."
"Arthur,"
Harry interrupted,
"you know you're being tracked, don't you?"
"Is that a threat, Runcorn?"
said Mr. Weasley loudly.
"No,"
said Harry.
"It's a fact. They're watching your every move."
The lift doors opened. They had reached the atrium. Mr. Weasley gave Harry a scathing look and swept from the lift. Harry stood there, shaken. He wished he was impersonating somebody other than Runcorn. The lift doors clanged shut. Harry pulled out the invisibility cloak and put it back on. He would try to extricate Hermione on his own while Ron was dealing with the reigning office. When the doors opened, he stepped out into a torch-lit stone passageway, quite different from the wood-paneled and carpeted corridors above. As the lift rattled away again, Harry shivered slightly, looking toward the distant black door that marked the entrance to the Department of Mysteries.